Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
We come to you two men to apologize. I don't apologize isn't what I'm here to do. I'm not apologizing for my actions, okay? We gave you a fun-filled episode, force episodes. We didn't have to give you
three episodes. I would say we gave three fun-filled episodes that were like as light and jovial, I think, as most of our content, which I was appreciative of. Yeah. I was, from what you're saying, though, I very much, this feels to me like the morning after. Like yeah. this, I, even though it's been many days since we did
yes. this. Yes. It's like, it is exactly like the morning after, because I'm looking, I'm not hungover from the season, but I am saying, like, we didn't need to do that last one. You know, I could have done one less.
It's very much that where it's like, it's like where, you know, you're out at the bar. It is 12:30. It's good. That's a great time to leave, by the way. 12:30 is a really good time to leave. But then you got someone who's just like, I mean, I do one more. And oh. that's basically what we're like, we looked at that bracket. And we're like, I mean, I could do one more if you can. And then
and on top of that, one more, we had one more while we did it. So I also noticed.
What I'll say is, I would like looking at this bracket with sober eyes, I'm not even that mad about Group D. That is not where my like, oh man, that is not. I think it's funny. We'll get into it in just a second. We'll hop in here.
Yeah.
Cause we do need to talk about it. But I think what's funny is in those episodes, I feel like I let a lot more stuff go. Like Drumpnik is way nicer. That about
yes,
about some of your points that I'm like, yeah, man, that's of course, brother. Yeah, man. Like, oh, you don't care that this is her most popular song by a mile or anything. No, it's fine. Oh, okay. Yeah. Why would you? That's not important. It's not an important piece of information to know if this is her most popular and not just like, well, I don't know. Kind of like it.
Hey, man, you said you'd never do a music bracket with me again because I'm always going to stand by my taste, all right? Just, I should be a music producer. I should be out here like Rick Rubin, just listening to music. I am that confident in my taste that I don't worry about yours. I don't worry about anyone else's, okay? I get paid because of my taste.
Oh, wow. You like one of the best albums known to mankind, Supertramp's Breakfast in America. Everyone, round of applause for Cody. I don't know if that's going to get gated or not. If I was applauding.
It got gated.
Dang it.
But I wasn't even going to talk about that. I'm just talking about stuff in general, dude. I'm out here, okay?
You're out there. You are. You're out there. And folks, we are in here. We are in this bracket. Thank you so much for coming and listening to this episode of The Final Four, where we have our champions from Group A, B, and C, and D. We are sober this time around.
D does count. That happens.
And D does count. Oh, D is here for sure. So here we are, folks, talking about the man, the myth, the legend. I think that's mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'll do this really quick because I think we do a lot of wrestling reference that not everyone gets, but there's a wrestler called Becky Lynch. Her character's name is The Man. I think Taylor Swift was so pissed off when she found out she couldn't trademark The Man because it was already owned by the WWE. Because you know she would have walked around like, she literally has a song called If I Were a Man.
If she would have thought of that first, easy lock that up. But hey.
What 100%. She's just like, wait, a wrestler has it? Yeah, and it's like kind of a big deal. Like she's not moving off that trademark. WWE's not going to move off.
Absolutely not.
Like, there's just nothing and also that's like I would say wrestling is maybe one of the great, like, is one of the last bastions where I imagine if Taylor Swift tried to be like, hey, I would like to have that. I think I'm more popular. I deserve it because I'm more popular.
There's only one way to get it. Here's what you do. If you're Becky Lynch, you say, yeah, Taylor, I will give you the man moniker, right? What you have to do is you have to fucking fight me for it because I'm Becky Lynch, mm-hmm. right? And I get the entire gate. I get the gate. That's what you're paying.
Every ticket sold.
Every pay-per-view bought. Every ticket sold. Once everyone's paid, I get the rest. That's Becky's money.
It would have Becky v. Taylor Swift.
I'm watching it, Nick. I'm buying it.
I mean, that would sell out any stadium, right? Like, just off the name, those two alone. We can add in a card. We can build out the card later, but If the idea was Becky Lynch, which if you're not a wrestling fan, I want you to know that's the best one.
Yeah,
if you know anything about wrestling, she's the redhead, but she is one of the greatest of all time to ever, man or woman, step into that ring and do the work. So to be, and honestly, Taylor, I think she could, Becky could lead her to a great match.
I think Becky could, yeah. I think if Taylor got a month of training in, Becky could get something out of her.
And I would, whoa, we could, that you could sell out Wembley on that. You could.
Easy. There's not a stadium on the planet that you couldn't sell out with that.
Right. Because by definition, she sells out stadiums by, Taylor sells out stadiums by herself.
And also now you got the Swifties. All of them want to support Taylor Swift. So they'll buy anything. And then you got everyone who hates Taylor Swift who is about to pay to watch her get her ass beat by Becky Lynch.
Oh, bro.
Oh my God.
We don't have time. We don't have time.
That's true.
This definitely devolves into us breaking it down and booking the whole thing and being like, all right, so I think I would start with an invasion angle at a concert. I'd have Becky Lynch do a run-in at one of the Eras tours, and just right away, just get her right with a chair.
All
right,
we got to get off this.
Whew. We got to get off this.
Yeah, that'd be
amazing.
Folks, that'd be amazing.
Because we're sober and we know better. Folks, here we are in that final four, talking about Taylor Swift's greatest songs. We have the Group A champion, August, off of her Folklore album, going up against the Group B champion, Antihero, off of Midnights. And then on the other side of the bracket, we have the Group C champion, Cruel Summer, off of her Lover album, going up against Blank Space, off of her 1989 album. We have a mix here, which I like. It is clearly defined by the fact that you wouldn't let a single old song make its way through.
If it got banjo on it. It's the opposite of my rule. It's the opposite of my rule. I understand. But hey, you got to make exceptions.
I feel like, that's the thing is I'm like, I don't know Cody to be this anti-banjo.
I love banjo. But the
Banjo's
problem
great.
Is when Taylor Swift was just throwing banjo on all of her old stuff because she was trying to hide the fact that she was doing pop music, you know?
I mean,
wanted to get those country plays. And if you put a banjo on it, you automatically get played on the country station.
As someone who was there, I just want to say she was pretty country early on. Like, you can make, I would say for sure her first two albums, those are country albums. It becomes clear incredibly quickly by the third that they're like, hey, you're way bigger than this. Like,
you're so much bigger. You might be able to do good music. We see in you that
you can get out of here now. You can go. They don't need you. You're too big. This house is too small. You're not going to, you've already outgrown it. She's the image of the person who's like, arms are in like the legs are kicking out the door. Her arms are in there, and her head's like through the chimney. And she's just like, I don't know, too big.
I love it.
And so here's my problem. Here's where I feel the most regret, the most drunk, the most, I need to text, I'm sorry about last night. Okay. And it's actually, what's funny is it's Group L. And here's why. And I'll say some of this is outside influence. And obviously we flipped for it. So I was already a fan of this song. Cody got a flip off of, if you didn't listen, August, like we said, is the Group A champion. It went up against All Too Well, specifically the 10-minute version, but I told Cody for the sake that he couldn't listen to a 10-minute song without a solo in it. To be fair, as a criteria, I don't think that's the worst. I'm not that mad.
No, it seems totally fair, dude.
What made me, though, now I in the sober light of day and just like doing a little bit of research, going back through, I didn't know this. And I know it's not going to change anything. We have our rules. We don't go backwards. We can't. All Too Well is on both the Rolling Stone and Vultures. This is what they consider to be her number one song of all time. Like that, like this is the best. They're like, this is what she does best, which I just want to know, do you think, Cody, if I would have presented you with that information at the time to show you that like, hey, these are two reputable pop culture, you know, juggernauts that are saying this, would you have given it the at least like, you know what, maybe I'll give it the, like, I'll let it be the champion to give it the listen one more time to get it through.
No, I mean, I listened to it again and it's a fine song. I went hard on it because you have to have strong stances on the show. Otherwise it's not fun.
It's not fun. Otherwise we're just all like, hey man, it's a decent song.
Free.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a free country. You can like whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
The song isn't as bad as I knocked out, but it's still 10 minutes long. I get bored with it, Nick. Here's the thing about Taylor Swift. I don't care. Like, I like the music. I don't give a shit about your life story. I don't care that you got dumped on your 21st birthday. Sorry. Let's So the whenever it was like put the lore in the story, I'm like, I don't care.
Sure. I mean,
so
and
it's
that
like,
would
she told this 10-minute long story about how her heart was broken. I was like, yeah, there's not a single riff in the whole thing.
He doesn't.
There's
at
no
point
riff.
Does she
there's
just
not a cool there's not a cool drum fill. I don't play air guitar. I don't play air drums. There's not she never belts anything out. There's not even like a cool there's nothing about this song that interests me because I don't care about her birthday.
I understand. And I know I can't convince you to change it. And that would, and if, and we've, and this, we don't have this rule in place to have the ability to just like, hey, can we each one once
no,
a year?
You can't have your song back.
I want it back. I want it back though. I can't. Here's the thing.
You should have fought me harder because you probably could have convinced me, but you didn't.
Damn,
you,
it was
I kind of, just dog walked you around this bracket.
To be, I mean, I didn't win a single flip.
That's true.
So yeah, no, you kind of did. You kind of did. It's any chance I had of getting something through, you were like, no,
we're
no.
Flipping on it, man.
I'm flipping that, man. I don't like that. I don't want to hear it. Love Story. You didn't let Love Story through,
Nick,
dog.
It's dead. We got to go with August or Antihero. Right.
August,
where are you at?
August versus Antihero. I'm okay. Not just because August beat Antihero, because August. I wanted to come at you with some heat. I wanted to come at you with some statistics and be like, dog, you have to let us do All Too Well over. We have to go back and redo it because it has way more listens and it's a 10-minute song. And that's not true. August is one of her songs that goes over a billy listens.
Yeah,
a
August billy. Is great.
That's huge. I mean, that's insane. That's such an insane number of listens. Now we look at Antihero though. We are talking about 1.5 Billy, though.
Yes. Here's the thing.
That's what's crazy to me. When we talk about Taylor, we're talking about Billy listens. I don't have the time or energy to, like, do the math on those to be like, what would that mean in the sense of time? Like, how much time has passed if you stacked every song, you know, that's been listened to?
It's all of human. If you took every Taylor Swift song listened to, repeat, like, oh, my God, it'd be longer than we go back to the Big Bang. Go back to the Big Bang, dude.
Yeah. So I will say for me, and just admitting my biases here,
because we know for a fact there's 125,600 minutes. And if a billion people listen to All Too Well, what is that? 400 years? I'm not doing any actual math, but it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them for sure. That's gotta be what is her therapy sessions like? Because I don't understand. I couldn't fathom who I would become if I knew that my songs have been listened to billions of times. I wrote a 3-minute song in a studio and it has been in billions of people's ears listened to that many times. If I say I'm going to be at a show, if I'm going to start a concert, I can sell out stadiums multiple times over and
if we what? Have like if we have like a 500 download day, Nick walks around strutting like the fucking king.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
look
like
at me.
Fucking look at me, Joe Rogan. You think you got numbers? You think you're doing big stuff, JR? Look at my numbers, dog. And like, so that for me is where I'm like, I don't even know how she can process any of this. So all that this I'm leading to a point. That is what makes Antihero, I think, such a fun song. Because it allows her to basically kind of reference this stuff, right? And point out to people that, like, you know, and I don't know. And that's, I think the thing that you can debate is, like, how genuine is it? And even I think she debates that. That's what I'm saying. And in her therapy sessions, I can't imagine the cyclical, how she keeps me like, but if I know I'm going to write a song about how I'm the bad guy to make everyone think I'm in on the joke, but then I'm really just the bad guy, aren't I? But then by doing it, aren't I really the good guy? But and like the therapist has been like, dog, I don't know.
She has completed the hierarchy of needs. So now she's dealing with problems we don't even understand.
Yeah. we need her to actually get her PhD in psychology because she's the only one who can talk to herself.
Exactly. I'm going to go with Antihero here because I like August a lot. But Antiheroes got the memes behind it, which I was very set on in Group B.
You were very big about the memes.
Anytime I can hear Antihero, I get to think about CM Punk and how pissed off he makes me. So that's perfect. When I can associate a pop song with one of my previous favorite wrestlers of all time, that's very important to me.
That's fair. And you know what? Whatever logic it takes, because I was like, I can't look at, I'm just not a big, I think some of it is like almost anything that kind of takes me back to the pandemic times. I'm like, I put that shit in a box and I just was like, and we can just put that away in the closet and never look at it again. And anytime I hear this song, it just takes me back to like social distance hangouts with friends and be like, this ain't it. So, all right. No need to even argue. Antihero, we're moving you on where you will go up against either Cruel Summer or Blank Space. Now, once again, we'll talk a little bit. We can talk a little bit about Group D here. And, you know, for anyone who didn't listen, Group D did have in it Blank Space, Bad Blood, You Belong With Me, and Back to December. Arguably some of her biggest hits. This was kind of like a stacked one. Cody, do you feel in the light of day that we did make the right choice?
I think so. I think this matchup's actually incredibly hard because as far as like pure bubblegum pop, these are the two best. If you're going straight pop, nothing. If you want the funnel cake of music, which is what these are, you ain't going to find better funnel cake.
No, this is, you're at the fair and you're like, hey, I'm going to grab funnel cake at this stand. And they're like, hey, no. No, you got to go past the Ferris wheel, go past the balloon pop. There's a dude back there who's doing it. He's just got a better handle
out of the trunk of his car. And it's wild, but you got to do it.
You got to go get those, man. They're the best ones. And it's true. Are you also
torn on this?
Yes, I'm very, I'm very torn on this because I love them both for different reasons. So for me, my love for Blank Space is the like, this is for off of 1989. So this is like her most self-referential. This is like the first time that like, once again, because the first song off this album that was released was Shake It Off. And then after that's Blank Space. And like with those two songs, she basically pulled off what Eminem did in 8 Mile. Where he's like, I am broke. I do live in a trailer with my mom. But I know something about you. And like,
it's like, hell yeah.
And so like, it just left everyone. There was nothing you could do. You were, now it's like, well, we can't. I just remember so much of the time before 1989 is us talking about the boyfriend thing, right? Oh, she's got so many boyfriends. She's got so many da da da. She releases Blank Space and she's just like, yeah, I do. Yeah, I've dated a lot of guys. I'm a woman who likes to date men. Is that so weird? And then we're like, No, that's actually pretty cool. Yeah, no.
It's actually pretty good.
I would too. So like, no, it's fine. Like it just ended. Like, I just feel like so quickly until maybe the most recent album release, which is her like telling on herself a lot, being like, no, I want you guys to talk about this one.
Absolutely. Cruel Summer saved us from the pandemic.
No, Cruel Summer, we lost because of the pandemic.
Yeah, but I'm saying then it came back strong and pulled us out of it.
So I would say it's more the reward.
It was our party rock anthem for the first summer we were free.
It's what got us. It's what brought us back.
Can you imagine?
Well, technically, it was 2023.
Nick.
Yes.
Shut up. What if, how would the world be different if party rock anthem came out during a pandemic so we couldn't party rock? Because it's party rock anthems changed the world.
Right? No, forever and ever.
But if it comes out and you can't be party rocking in the house tonight, then that's something to think about. That is something to sit on.
The only pushback I have on this idea is if I am LMFAO,
yes.
I'm Young Red, I think was his name. Anyway,
and then like his
Red Man Fu
or something.
Doesn't matter. Know. Doesn't, who cares? No one cares.
No one gives a shit.
I'm trying to be impressive. You're like, look, I know the names of the guys. And then I don't. So it's not even impressive. Anyway, I feel like if I was those gentlemen and I knew, and we just recorded this. It is, we finished recording. We're getting our masters back. It is March 2020. I think you just are like, you're looking at what's coming down ahead. And you're like, ah, we You gotta hold it, don't you?
Yeah, you gotta hold it, right?
Like,
unless what if you do it? Release it in February 2020, though.
Well, that's
Everyone's like, "Oh my God, summer's coming! I can't wait to be party rocking." And then you just don't get to.
Because you also can't, because what Taylor did here.
Imagine, you know, Nick, it's the year
Taylor never releases it as a single, right? It's just a song on the album that's really good, and probably around the time of that summer of 2020, she would have then released it as a single off of the album, you know, but she can't. But so I feel like, but you definitely could not have released something in February 2020. And then by 2021, end of 2021 or whatever, when, you know, everyone's vaccinated or whatnot, like, you cannot be like, "Hey, by the way, we're going to re-release that song."
Party rocking is back.
You guys, we're doing it now. You'd be like, no, dog, you tried. Sorry, you got shot down. I can't.
I'm glad we don't live in that world. I'm glad we live in a world with party rock.
This is tough. I would say where I'm at right now, I think from just like, what is the best funnel cake? I think is Cruel Summer. I think Cruel Summer is the best funnel cake.
I think
Blank Space is the best, like, Taylor Swift song. Like, that is like the most, like, this is about her. And that's what you come to the show for, right? Yes, you can come for some really fun pop songs, but like, we're here for we want the tell all, right? We want the autobiography. We want her to, you know, be presenting that to us. So I'm torn, but you seem like you are decided.
Yeah, I think I'm going Blank Space. The lyrics live in my head rent free on Blank Space in a way that Cruel Summers never did. Like, I know the words, I can sing along, but Blank Space will creep in there sometimes and just get me.
It's like the Starbucks Lovers. Like, I'll just in my head, like, got a long list of star, or it's like, got a long.
Like Star-Crossed Lovers? Star-Crossed Lovers?
Yeah, but like everyone said, like, but the meme was that everyone heard Starbucks Lovers.
Oh, I never did. I missed the meme.
Oh, no, it's like, I got a long list of ex lovers, but people heard, I got a long Starbucks Lovers. I don't know, man. The kids were there. I always hear it. I hear it every time now. Sorry to anyone now who is doing just fine listening to the song, and then now you're like,
Nick ruined it. I'm doing Blank Space. What are you doing?
We got Anti-Hero in there. I'm gonna, for the sake, I guess it's a similar. Well, no, I'm like, for a similar. It's almost a similar argument. I'm like, do you put the two? Do I fight to put in the two most Taylor-y Taylor Swift songs, or do I? Like I said, it's just right now in my heart, and I guarantee you, this is recency bias. It's Cruel Summer for me.
Then do it.
I got to. I don't think it's the most important. And I know for some of you, you're like, "Hey, that song's about the guy before Kelsey or Joe. It's about Joe and like how she wanted him to fall in love with her." I know that. I already know that. But you can't say that's the same as Blank Space. You just can't. So we will settle this the only way we know how, with the American voting coin of 2004, as brought to you by random.org. We got John Kerry facing up. Which means George Bush is on the other side. Low seed gets to pick. And that is going to be me with Cruel Summer with the 15 seed. Oh, man. Cruel Summer. If I think of Cruel Summers, I'm thinking of Bush.
When I think of the Cruel. Yeah, that's right. When I think of Cruel Summer, though, I think I had to look it up. I sing the Bananarama version from like the 70s or 80s. It's a cruel summer.
Now you're gone.
That one.
Leaving me here. That's not the 70s. What?
80s, whatever. I'm just saying that when I think Cruel Summer.
I think of like that Taylor is the 90s.
Taylor Swift is not where I go. I go to Bananarama.
All right. Well, it's too late now because now we're already on the coin. We've already talked about it. I know.
I'm just trying
flipped.
To flip it then.
But now I'm like, you're kind of right. Like, it's like the one song that it's like no one else has Blank Space on lock besides her. So, well, we're going to flip. We're going to go George Bush.
All right.
And finally, dude.
Wanna flip
this round. Thank God. All right. So that means Anti-Hero going up against Cruel Summer. What are your initial thoughts? Where does this leave you?
I mean, I'm pretty set on this. I gotta go Anti-Hero with this one because, again, with Cruel Summer, it's not Bananarama. And secondly, I guess I was completely tuned out of pop music, Nick, because Cruel Summer is the one I probably heard the least. I know it's like our huge hit, but like it made the least amount of impact on me than almost any song on this whole list.
Sure.
But I know it's a big, you know, club banger.
2.2 billion to be specific.
Yeah, no, exactly. 2.2. I'm not trying to knock that. I'm just saying it just didn't do it for me.
I mean, to be fair to Blank Space, that one's at like 1.9 million, 1.9 billy. Like, are we really going to argue over 300 million listens? Are we really going to, I don't need to take it there. Man, I mean, it's basically up to me, right? So it's me.
Yeah, it's up to you, dude.
Having to decide now, what do I find most important? Now I almost regret going Cruel Summer because I do think actually I would have wanted Blank Space.
Well, you fucked up.
If the whole reason I want it is because I want the Taylor Swiftiness of it.
Don't get too lost in your own sauce. You got to figure this out. You just go with your instincts. Show me your instincts, Nick.
Show me. While we were drinking, no lie, everyone, Cody had to have a heart to heart with me that he felt was like, hey man, it starts like this. All I said was like, this physical feat that I saw someone do was pretty impressive. Saw someone jump on and like basically do a box jump, a very high box jump, and stood still. I thought that was impressive. Cody then's like, yeah, I mean, this is even something Catherine's pointed out, man. I don't know. I've been thinking about it for a long time, Nick. I've been really thinking about it. I don't think you are good at anything involving hand-eye coordination. Like, the way you talk about stuff, and everyone else is like, that's pretty easy. It's not impressive. But you are mesmerized by the most banal of all feats.
You were talking about someone like catching something. That's what it was. Or yeah. Like jumping in a way and like contorting their body. And I was like, dog, I would never even think for a second I was not capable of doing that.
Like, yeah, because it's me being like, there's no way my body could. And you're like, you're always like, I think I could. And apparently your wife, everyone else is like, yeah, no, that's not impressive. Why are you? And I'm sitting over here like, but apparently 15 years of friendship in, and Cody's finally, all it took was like 7 or 8 beers, 3 shots. And Cody could finally look at me in the eyes and say, man, I don't even think, and your problem with it was because you were kind of assuming I was maybe the human average.
Yes.
So
that's what it was.
So you were always, so your accomplishments compared to me, while still impressive, you're like, okay, well, maybe it's not that big of a deal. If Nick's the average, maybe, and you were a great basketball player. You played wide receiver. You were yourself an athlete until you broke or tore something. I can't remember.
Yeah, tore, but we're good.
Yeah, tore. And so I know that about you, but then you're like, so now my question to you is, Cody, knowing that, I agree with this, by the way, I 100%, it is in my later years of life. If you were to look at me like a video game character, I am definitely negative percentage on hand-eye coordination in a way that is like, because you're negative on something like this, because the second you do anything impressive hand-eye coordination-wise, the amount of applause I get, be like, wow, Nick, you did, wow.
Nick, I remember we were on a beach in San Diego playing catch, and we were trying to catch the ball one-handed, and I had done it at this point probably 100 times, and Nick, the first time Nick did it, he fucking spikes it, and we're both like, yeah, let's go.
His brother. Yeah, exactly. I remember playing basketball with a friend, like we would do, Lightning, that game Lightning.
Yeah.
Usually I'm first out, but man, sometimes I drain that one ice shot to get someone out. The way that would hype up people compared to the fact that everyone else is doing this. So I want to say thank you. I appreciate the honesty. Yeah.
That really did happen, by the way, between episodes. So
yeah, no, it was a really big moment for him. He's like, I gotta tell you about this, man. Like, it's coming up.
I'm like, okay, an anti-hero, Nick.
I said all of that to waste time because I thought my brain would help me. I am scared. I'm terrified. If I'm looking at these two, and it just comes down to which song do I want to listen to, though? You got to go Cruel Summer. That's where, honestly, a lot of this just comes down to.
Nick, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're right here. I think you are the right one.
I appreciate
that. And I'm the wrong one. And this is probably the first time in the history of the show I felt that way.
And all it took, and hey, just took you having to be sober. Have you been drunk all the time? Wait, this makes me now wonder, how drunk are you during all of our other recordings, if you can finally agree with me? Because I do know you're sober right now.
I'm fine. I'm, you know.
Yeah. Hey, man, what does that even mean?
Are we counting beers? I don't know.
Yeah. What are you, my doctor all of a sudden? Got to ask me how much I've had to drink today?
Get out of here. I'm fucking
driving. I'm driving.
Nick, but here's the thing. You get to pick the flip, and you have really bad flip luck, so let's go.
Let's do it, folks. We are back at it again. Random.org. George Bush facing up. John Kerry on the other side. Low seed gets to pick again. It's still me. I mean, it's still Bush for the cruelest of summers.
You know, absolutely.
It's just a lot of people suffered a lot under his
A lot, so. Suffered a lot of summers.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna flip. That's Bush, baby.
Bush, baby. There we go.
Look, I did it, Cody. I flipped a coin.
Yay!
I flipped a coin and got it right.
Nick's so good.
Nick's so good. He's so Oh my god, dude! I'll never forget this. I was in the third grade. I'm on like kids basketball, and the only reason I'm even playing is because I'm tall and my best friend is the coach's kid.
Yeah.
And so I'm out there. We've probably played 10 games at this point, right? We are towards the end of the season. If this isn't the last game, it's close to the last game. And someone passed me the ball. I jack it up. It goes in. The entire audience erupted with applause. Like the game, like I thought part of me was like, wait, is the clock over? Did I hit a buzzer beater? Like, The pride of every parent, not just my team's parents, the other team being like, this poor kid. Look at this average man. Like, that's the thing. I look like I should be able to do something, you know? Like, folks, you know who can do a lot? Taylor Swift. And she's done a lot. She did a lot for us. Our friendship obviously brought us closer at the end of the day.
I can't wait to see her fight Becky Lynch, dude.
Dude. Hey, if that, by the way, TM. On that,
I want a 0.5%.
That's it.
All I'm asking for.
Yeah, I'll take a half. So one full percentage point.
Yes, but two FCP ways for me and him.
For bringing this up, and then and ringside tickets.
I'll settle for a bucks.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's fine too.
Yep.
All right, folks. Cruel Summer, the champion of the Taylor Swift bracket. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition Podcast. If you want to know about your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to us, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe. Give us those 5 stars wherever you can. And I think that's all the stuff. Right?
And believe in yourself.
And believe in yourself, absolutely. As always.
Yes, and follow us on all our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I mean, Twitter's dead. Fuck Twitter, but you can still follow us on there. If you have an idea for a 16-team tournament, or if you want to send us an email about how great it was to hear us just brighten your day, that's great. We love that. Email us to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
If you liked Group D, email us. Tell us, let me know why. Because maybe that's, what if that like pops, everyone's like, no, that's what we want to see you guys doing.
Dear God.
Shout out to Charizard for that intro to music. You want to hear more of their stuff? Head over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. We got a new season coming out on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. In the boat.